Oh, hi, babe. I'm so glad that you decided to click on this audio. It seems like I've successfully reached my target audience. Just promise me you'll be good for me and not click away or stop listening until the end, okay? It would make me so happy if you stayed here with me. And I know you want me to be happy. Just relax. You're in good hands here. Make sure you're all naked for me. Lying down. Lights off. I want my voice to be the only presence in your mind in a sea full of darkness. You know, you really should do this more often. I work so hard to provide you with the best content you could ever wish for. Completely for free. The least you could do is listen to it as often as you can, right? When you wake up. When you're walking around town. When you're feeling lonely or sad. My audios will always be there for you. Ready for little losers like you to tug your dicks to. Don't pause this audio. Don't do anything. Lay back and listen. Do you know why I make audios, baby? Because nothing gets me more horny. Nothing gets me more dripping fucking wet than ruining the lives of losers like you. If you listen really carefully, you can hear the sounds of me rubbing my tight, wet, needy cunt to the thought of you and thousands of others like you listening to me. Because after this audio is done, you're going to be a good boy and leave a comment expressing your admiration for me and my work in a desperate attempt to get some form, even just a crumb of interaction with me. You're going to spend hours writing up the perfect message to thank a girl like me to grace your ears with my moans.
Yeah.
And then you're going to frantically refresh and check the page for the rest of your day. Just to see if I even upvoted it. Won't you? You'd do that for me, wouldn't you? Or are you all of a sudden going to pretend that you're not that desperate? That you wouldn't beg and grovel and kiss the ground I walk on just for a single word reply to one of your comments? You don't have to delude yourself for me, baby. You clicked on this audio. You knew what you were getting into. Just give in. Start stroking your cock for me. A girl that you know is better than you. A girl that you know is never going to give you the time of day. That's it. Throw that pride away, baby. Losers like you don't deserve pride anyway. It's okay. Do you know what gets me really wet? Fuck. I'm getting horny just thinking about it. Do you know what gets me fucking drenched? When I finally do choose to reply to one of you pathetic little losers, and you guys just go crazy.
Fuck yeah.
It's so adorable. No matter how badly I treat you or neglect you, a single reply, and you adorable little simps throw away all your self-respect just so you can thank me. I love it. sometimes my friends and I go through the comments together, and we just laugh at how pathetically hard you guys are trying to get even the slightest reaction out of me. And it's so much fun. And afterwards, we predict how much you're gonna freak out by me replying to you. Some of you hide it better than others. You guys really think you're so smart. It's adorable. I reply to your comment with one word after 3 days. And within the hour, you are there. The heart beating out of your chest, anxiety soaring. Trying your very best to come up with the perfect way to thank me. As you should. You should be nervous to talk to me. You know I'm using you silly losers to get compliments. And validation. And maybe even money if I really want to. You know what I'm doing. And that's what makes it so hot. Because you... You just let me. You keep listening and simping and throwing your free time down the drain. All for a girl that you know doesn't give a fuck about you. Keep stroking to that thought, baby. You know those guys in high school movies? Those nerdy loser types that get obsessed with the popular pretty girl. The movies where it's super obvious to the audience and everyone in his life that she's just using the little loser. And he just keeps going. I always love those kinds of movies. Oh, did that get you excited? The little fake kiss sound I just made. It did, didn't it? Your little male brain is trying so hard to justify this, isn't it? You want to keep being obsessed with the pretty girl. With the pretty voice. And the pretty moans. No matter how horrible she is to you. Despite everything I just told you. Despite the fact that I literally told you I'm using you and want to ruin your life simply because it gets me wet, you still want to please me so badly that you don't even care. You're still over here, stroking like a good, brainless little boy. You can stroke faster if you want to, baby. Hump that hand of yours like a desperate little puppy. It's even cuter because the guy in the movies is doing it in real life. But doing it online? How pathetic can you get? Honestly. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think I'm going to see your comment one day and decide that some random loser telling me how horny he got from hearing my moans is prime boyfriend material? And what? I'll fly you over for a date. Is that it? Or is it even sadder than that? Are you so pathetic that you can't even imagine being with a girl as pretty as me? Is your ultimate goal just to make me smile or happy? Oh my god, it makes me so wet to think about the fact that some of you are just so genuinely pathetic that that's all you even allow yourself to hope for. It's so cute. The best part about all of this is that no matter how much I talk about it, no matter how much I make fun of you little loser boys, you're gonna keep doing it, aren't you? You're just that obsessed with my voice. Please don't stop doing it, baby. It seriously makes my day. I appreciate it so much. It's just fucking sad how easy it is to keep you boys obsessed with me. Every stroke just reinforces that fact in your silly little brain. I want you to start moaning out my GWA name. To be so desperate for a girl, even though you don't even know her real name. Fuck, that's pathetic. Go faster for me, and I'll go faster as well. You hear that, baby? Stroke yourself to the sound of my wet little cunt. You know, the one you will never get to be inside of. No matter how hard you try, no matter how nice you are, no matter how many kind messages you send me, no matter how many awards you gift me. Fuck. Stroke yourself to rejection, baby. I want you to throb and leak the thought of throwing your life away for a girl that doesn't give a fuck about you just because she has a pretty voice. Because that's all it takes for you, isn't it? You'd stay up, losing your precious sleep, to hear me talk and moan and suck and fuck. Not to actually talk with me, or to moan with me, or to make me suck your cock, or make me fuck you. No. All it takes is just hearing about it for you. It would make me sad if it wasn't just so funny to me. You could be out there, making meaningful connections with the women in your life, asking cute girls on dates, eventually getting them to talk to you, moan for you, suck for you, even fuck you. But instead, you're here, listening to this audio, stroking away the thought of spending your every waking minute devoted to a girl that told you she doesn't give a fuck about you. That's so hot, baby. Keep doing it. Neglect your real life for me. You don't need them when you have me, when you have my voice. My voice is all you want. All. You deserve. Losers like you shouldn't waste the valuable time of women. Just stay here and stroke to my pretty moans and the sound of my sopping wet pussy. Dedicate your free time to me and my audios. Trust me. Other women are not waiting on some creep who spends his time stroking his dick. Listening to girls abuse him over the internet. I'm your only choice here, and you know it. You're too far gone to get with a real girl. So just relax and enjoy my pretty voice, and keep doing what I say. And keep being such a good, desperate boy for me. Stroke your life away from my voice. Because the only way you'll ever get to hear the moans of a pretty girl like me is by being part of a massive crowd of other men. Each and every one of them pathetic, hand-humping, obsessed losers like you. Each of them stroking their silly little cocks to my gorgeous voice. Always desperate for more. Always hoping they will find a girl like me. Or even more pathetic, hoping they can actually get with me for real. But guess what? You're never going to get me. Or a girl like me. Or any girl, for that matter. So just accept that fact. And enjoy the blissful feeling of your hand gripping that pretty little cock of yours as you buck your hips into it. So adorable. I bet you want to come, don't you? But I think I know what will happen when you come. Your silly little masculine pride is going to set in, and you'll convince yourself that it was just another audio you listened to get off. You're going to convince yourself that you're not some pathetic, desperate, hand-humping little man. That came a big, sticky load from a girl telling him to ruin his life for her. That's okay. Because I know when you get horny enough again, Your brain won't realize its natural place beneath pretty girls like me, with pretty bodies and even prettier voices, devoted to me, obsessed with me. But I don't want you to come just yet. I want to really break you first, because I'm going to give you one chance to pause this audio. And you will either use that chance to get your hands off that little loser dick of yours, delete any porn accounts you have, and stop stroking to my pretty voice ever again, and to get a real girlfriend, and never watch or listen to not suited for work stuff ever again. Or you're going to use that time to get right at the edge, where you're panting and your hips buck, your cock thrusting into your hand without you even consciously doing anything. Your mind completely and utterly committed to one thing and one thing only. Spurting out the biggest, stickiest, fattest, nastiest fucking load out of your cock that you can possibly imagine. And then you're going to stop and write the single most pathetic, desperate, worshipping comment under my post, where you whimper and gush about just how amazing I am, and how everything I do is just so perfect. And you're going to thank me for being so mean to you, because by now you've convinced yourself that you actually like this, that you enjoy this, that it's somehow a kink to be abused and in a parasocial relationship with a girl you don't know anything about, solely because I have a pretty voice. And after all that, you'll finally get to come with me.
I'll be coming.
Thinking about making you finally admit your obsession with me. And knowing that I'll have one more desperate little stroke slave devoted to me. And you'll be coming just by thinking about how you're going to spend your future free time on me and my perfect voice. So tell me, baby. Do you think you're ready to pause the video yet? You can always rewind a couple of minutes. Hear me repeat just how sad and pathetic I think you are. I think that even if you think you're ready, you should really just rewind. Get even closer to the edge. And maybe rewind again. After all, aren't all the delicious wet sounds and perfectly timed fake moans and giggles worth it? Come on, baby. Go ahead. If you think you're desperate and pathetic enough to start begging and groveling for my attention publicly, you should consider pausing. Just know that there's no use in deleting your comment after you come. Because I know that's what your proud little loser brain will do if I haven't completely broken you by now. I've hired one of you losers to ensure that every comment you leave gets to me. I bet you're jealous it isn't you. I even sent him a chat message. So generous of me. So, if you're ready to be a big boy and stop listening to porn ever again and get yourself a nice, loving girlfriend, or if you're ready to finally break for me and admit to yourself and the rest of GWA that you're nothing but a loser obsessed with me and my voice, and you crave nothing more than to be constantly dedicated to me in the hopes of the teeniest, tiniest of acknowledgements, go ahead, pause the audio, and make your choice now. So, since you're here, you either cheated and didn't leave a comment, Or you've paused and expressed your devotion to me like the pathetic, cute little simp that you are. It doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, if you're still here, stroking away, I don't really need a verbal confirmation. You really think you're any less of a sad little loser just because you didn't leave a comment? If anything, your denial of your obsession makes it even sadder. But don't worry. Maybe once you re-listen to this audio, and you will listen again, you'll finally be strong enough to admit who you really are. What you really are. But for now, your cock must be absolutely desperate to come. I can imagine it so vividly. All throbby and leaky, having listened to me calling you a pathetic loser for all this time. Humping your hand and making little involuntary thrusts every time I moan. Palm all sticky and covered with your nasty pre-cum. If you want to moan my name, baby, you can. You don't have to be ashamed. Pump that loser dick as fast as you can for me. Make a big mess for the same voice that told you it was going to ruin your life. Come for me, baby. Show me how dedicated you are to me. Show me that you're mine. Give yourself a physical reminder. Your submission.
Fuck, I'm gonna come too. Oh, come with me, baby.
That must have been so nice. To finally admit your place in life. No. Don't click away out of shame just yet. Stay here with me for a while. Really bask in what you've just orgasmed to. Your guilt and shame makes it so much better for me, baby. Next time you listen to this audio, it's going to be even worse for you, knowing that you've already lost from the get-go. See you next time. Mwah!